For all of you on the West Coast who just joined us this hour, as you know, there was a book signing in Portland at the Convention Center this last Saturday. And I flew up to Portland. I had no idea, no idea what to expect. And I surely I was blown away by what happened. At any rate, one of my life helpmates was a big help up in Portland. And I'm sure I've forgotten people to thank and all the rest of it, but I wanted to bring my wife, Ramona, on here for a second. She was there throughout the entire ordeal, and so you're on the air, huh?
All the way through it.
All the way through it. Yep.
Absolutely, from 4 o'clock in the morning when I got up to get us packed and ready to go, we were on the move. And believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, this poor man did not sleep for more than 24 hours. I think it was 28 altogether by the time he did finally go to bed. And it was an experience. More than anything else, we had no idea that it would be like this. At first, when we got to the airport, the report was there were 50 people in front of the convention center. And we figured, oh, well, this will be very, very easy, and we could
Work
our way through it.
Even that estimate was low. A lady
called
was
very low.
91 at 10 o'clock, so they had that one low.
The closer we got to the convention center, we got into Portland at 11 o'clock. And why we can't find a direct flight from Nevada to Portland is beyond me, but to say the least. To continue, leaving the airport on our way to the convention center, we hear the call on the radio that it's now a little over 100 people. And we get there, and we're getting changed. Started to walk on out towards the meeting area where we were going to do the book signing. And all of a sudden we get a report there's over 500 people out there.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, well, you know, maybe there were just some anxious folks who wanted to show up early.
Maybe we can handle that.
Yeah. We start off the book signing, and I'm sitting with Art for about an hour at the table. And here comes our publisher, Werner. Werner sits down next to me and whispers in my ear, outside, the line goes down the sidewalk and around the corner. And I said, well, I have to see this. We were taking pictures of the crowd as well. And I wanted to go outside and take some pictures of the people who were waiting in line. I figured we could handle it if that's all there were people who just went around the corner. And unfortunately, as I was walking out of the convention center and watching this line snake back and forth and back and forth, it reminded me of the days in 1975 when I waited in line to get tickets to see a Who concert at a California jam, and the line went on forever. And to be honest with you, I wouldn't wait in line to see us for 6 hours.
And that is how long people waited,
really,
6 hours.
Really,
a lot of people.
I went outside, took pictures of the crowd out there, waved a little bit, and walked back in the doors. And as I was coming back down the stairs, I started to encounter people who recognized who I was. And it's kind of hard to believe because I look a little bit different than I did in the picture in the book. But people still recognized me, so I started autographing books. And I noticed that more people were starting to crowd around me to get their books autographed. So security kindly came up and asked everybody to be patient and wait. They would get inside to get their autograph in there and escorted me back in next to Art. And when I got back, all of a sudden I started noticing things accumulating on the table. Little pile of mints. Picture Barbara Streisand was there before I left the table, but then all of a sudden we started acquiring little things. People brought in little pins for Art to wear.
Beautiful ones.
Beautiful little pins, little kitty pins made out of glass. A lady and her son brought in a genuine handmade sculpted Oregon raindrop.
Gigantic.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. It's absolutely beautiful. Joanne Barks was in town with Max at Crystal Skull, and we were invited over to the place where the meeting was being held, and we couldn't make it over there or to the other 5 or 10 places we were invited to dinner.
So we got a
little tiny crystal skull as a memento of our visit to Portland. In fact, a gentleman brought a tape of Portland in for us, and that is about as much of Portland as we're going to be able to see, because we stayed there the entire time from 11 o'clock when we reached the city.
Right.
Until we until we left the book signing at 8:30. That's what we saw was the inside of the convention center. I would have loved to have seen Portland. But everyone who came to see us that we greeted, we tried not to hurry anyone during this book signing. We tried to give everyone as much attention individually as we could.
And the reports are we signed over 2,000 books.
Over 2,000. It was more
there
like 2,100.
There were 2,100. Mm-hmm. Actually signed. And then I want to apologize to anybody who's out there after 4 o'clock because the convention authority said at 4 o'clock, look, we're sorry. We've never had anything like this. We can't believe what's going on.
And it's getting out of hand.
It's getting out of hand. We're going to have to close the doors. Well, what the people outside didn't understand is that the people inside were still hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, and I continued to sign books until 8:30, 2.5 hours past when
exactly.
I had planned to, and by then I was ready to drop on my face.
And we tried to give everyone as much time as we could. We took a total of 25 minutes worth of breaks. That was exactly two of them. And to have, I'll be very candid with you all right now. When it comes to giving attention to his fans and his public, Art will give you a whole lot more consideration than Rush, than Howard, and I'm acknowledging all of you talk show hosts who get out there and do these book signings. I know what you do. You have your press person on one side who will open the book for you. You give it to John. And then the next person closes the book and hands it back to the fan. And you don't even get to say boo to that individual.
True.
And Art's hand is raw from shaking many, many hands. He had his thumb almost twisted off by a gentleman who was trying to show him a fancy little handshake.
He was showing me how to do a handshake, which includes a thumb bend at the end. I went, ah!
I thought signing a bald head, a baseball.
Yeah.
A bowl. There were many different items that people wanted us to sign. Newsletters.
Signed an arm.
A Sanjean a C. Crane catalog. It was amazing the different pieces of memorabilia that people brought in for us to sign. And I just want to say that I've never encountered a large group of people like that that were so considerate of each other as well.
It's true.
A lot of folks brought in books that they mentioned to us, well, this person couldn't wait, but they gave me their business card and trusted me with their book, so could you please sign it for them too? So we ended up, yes, signing more than two items per person.
Mm-hmm.
We can't say no. That's
actually,
like
that's true. Now, if there were over 2,100 that I actually signed, that probably means I signed 4 or 5,000. Yeah, that's right.
And we were signing T-shirts, too, and there were things that were kind of difficult. The T-shirts were difficult to sign.
Yeah, try and sign a T-shirt sometime.
Yeah, it's a real mind-bender. And people wanted to give him things, too. And everything that was brought in was searched.
They had basket of guns.
Basket of guns and basket of knives and fingernail files and scissors, which tells you a lot about our society because I really had no feeling of
threat
from anyone. This is your defense against the world, but because we are the world that we are, you have to leave your guns and knives out front. So as the day's progressing on, a beautiful lady brought in a wonderful box of made in Oregon goodies, a lot of hazelnuts and candies and Keiko root beer. It was just a wonderful experience, and I really want to thank everyone who sent notes. We traded a lot of QSL cards with hams. And I just want to say I appreciate you coming out and spending some time with us. And we were glad to give our time to you.
All right. Thanks, hon. And thank you for all you did, because I could not have done it without you.
We tried.
Thank you all, and we'll be right back.